Greg texts in and says, can't wait for Craigslist Missed Connections.
Yeah.
Yesterday's teaser had me laughing so hard I was crying.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
You find love,
I hope it delivers.
And you just want to reconnect with someone,
yeah,
sometimes you got to go to Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Now we're going to Boonville. It's not long, but I feel like there's a lot of information offered up here. It starts with a title. It's called Both of Us Married.
Okay, so I'm
guessing because it's here, it's not to each other.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't go to Craigslist to write a little love note to your spouse.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
That's sweaty.
Where we're starting. We actually met on Let Go. You bought some of my Earnhardt stuff.
Wow.
A few days went by, I came to pick it up.
Sure.
Went to the cemetery where you did things I'll never forget.
What?
Jinx. I'm not done.
What?
It gets better. You had your dentures out.
Ew. Oh,
did you say better or worse?
I don't know.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Then a few days went by. You bought some clippers for your pet.
Okay.
Just letting you know, I miss you. Okay.
Did she buy the clippers from him, too?
I feel like, sure. Let's recap.
Earnhardt stuff, and he had clippers for sale on Let Go.
They're both married to other people.
Yeah.
Something happened at the cemetery.
Did they do the exchange at a cemetery?
Well, I don't know.
She was missing her dentures.
I'm guessing about some things that happened at the cemetery.
You'll never forget.
There are clippers.
And he messes her.
For the pet.
Okay.
What is going on in Boonville?
I don't know what is going on there? All right.
Okay.
This is Craigslist Missed Connections. To the prettiest girl at the concert at Headliners. All right.
Sure. I'm in.
You offered to hold me and my buddy's coats for $2 each because you're hilarious.
She charged them $2 to hold their coats. I like her already.
I think I might have said something witty in response to that, but I can't remember what it was because A, whiskey, and B, my memory of that moment is your face. And that I was laughing at whatever you were saying.
Wow.
Then, you invited me out to the smoking area. We talked a bit. I moved the hair off your face.
Oh, that's so romantic.
That's tender.
And you smiled. I should have kissed you right then.
Oh, that's a moment.
But that dude you knew came over and you talked forever. And then we parted ways.
Okay.
I wish we could pick up where we left off.
It sounds like there was something.
Without that other dude there.
Yeah.
Ha ha. I'd happily drive down to Bowling Green to do so.
Oh, wow. She lives in Bowling Green?
If somebody reading this knows a beautiful young lady from Bowling Green that is into great music and has a boy's name. You should do me a solid and send her this and tell her she should respond to that charming and handsome son of a gun that she was almost, maybe, probably interested in from the show on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
I'm kind of rooting for him. I kind of am.
I guess it could be, like, what, Alex? Pat?
Chris?
Chris?
There's a lot of, like, dude names that chicks have. Charlie? Yes.
All right. Taylor? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of possibilities.
Okay.
I'm kind of rooting for this one. Like, I want this to have a happy ending. I do.
Text message from a listener. I'm so uncomfortable right now. I know.
Wait, are you uncomfortable about the cemetery in Boonville?
Or
with the Earnhardt stuff? Or this?
The headliners.
I feel like I'm rooting for this guy. This guy, I want to win.
When you just want to find love again, sometimes you turn to Craigslist.
I'm going to keep watching and see if I see anything pop up about the girl from Bowling Green.
This has been